Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we will be looking at a very beautiful hadith and narration which has been narrated from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. This hadith is about the friendship of a foolish person and why it's bad. Friendship is one of those very important things, and it is very conducive to a man's felicity in the hereafter, as well as man's wretchedness in the hereafter. And you know, it's been alluded to many times in the Holy Quran and in the Hadith, right? In the Quran, you know, there's a famous verse in which God Almighty relates from the people who have been damned and the wretched in the hereafter, when they express remorse and regret about their fate, they say, "Oh, woe to me! Why had I taken such and such a person as a friend?" Right. So one of the causes of the wretchedness of this person in the hereafter has been mentioned to be his companionship and his friendship of another wretched person. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam said the following in counsel to his son Imam Bakr alayhi salam. He said, "My son, beware of taking a fool as a companion or mingling with him. Keep away from him and do not converse with him, for verily the fool is a lowly person, regardless of whether he is absent or present. When he talks, he exposes his foolishness, and when he is silent, he displays his inability to express himself. If he acts, he spoils, and when he is given responsibility, he fails at it. His own knowledge does not suffice him, and others' knowledge is of no benefit to him. He does not follow the one who advises him. His associates do not find rest from him. His mother wishes to be bereaved of him. His wife wishes to lose him. His neighbor wishes to live far away from him. And the one who sits with him would rather be absent from his company. If he is the lowest in status in the gathering, he abases those above him. And if he is the highest of them, he denigrates the others." Right? These are the qualities of a foolish person. Right? Of course, in this part of this hadith, the Imam does not allude to why we should not accompany in company, take the company of a foolish person. But in another hadith, the Imam simply alludes to the characteristics and the attributes of this foolish person. But in another hadith, we kind of understand the reason why, and it's very clear why one should refrain from adopting the companionship of a foolish person. Because as Imam Sadiq says, "The one who does not refrain from the friendship of a fool will soon adopt his character." Oshaka an yatakhallaqa bi akhlaqihi. Right, all of these bad characteristics that were mentioned here, right, soon this person will become just like this foolish person and have these traits like him. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at taking the fool as a companion in the words of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma.
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد